Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You got a brother balling, so always have games to check out. Unfortunately, no overlap over the last 2 days. We're both off, but yeah.
Hey, where's your brother playing?
He's in Memphis.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
Gets the outlet to Pat Spencer, who looks back to the bench. Spencer on Spencer. They're both grinning at each other. Pat Spencer's backing him down. He's backing him down with three. He takes the shot over his brother. Can't find the range. And the rebound to Coward, who heaves it down the floor. And that's it. 131 to 118 is your final.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Of course, Pat Spencer's brother, Cam, a member of the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah. One thing.
He has another brother.
Don't be afraid to, you know, peruse other teams' rosters to know who's playing for them.
I remember that special moment. It was my, why do they call Bird Bird? Why? Because he looked like a bird. Yeah. That's what I was trying to do too much, and I got caught up in that family, and I was talking about the third brother. That's what I, like, I know you and Evan won't believe me.
No, I don't.
Evan.
You know who else doesn't believe you?
No, Evan looked like he, yeah, I'm onto something with E. Like, I was thinking about the brother.
You're onto the fact that you're right. I don't believe you.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry for laughing.
Loveman text me.
Zucci?
No, what did he say?
Cousin Goo.
My man.
I love you. I can't do it.
Well, I could bring it up if you can't.
Yeah, why don't you do it?
8 years together, you can read it.
All right, stop and think about some of the questions you're asking. You shoot from the hip too much sometimes, and this is why you end up reacting to new information, also known as eating your words.
No.
Zucci.
Oh, that's our guy.
It is.
Now, what's he talking about?
It's good natured.
Expecting or thinking about Butler was going to do more?
I don't know. Probably most of what you say.
Please. You being Johnny Cochran for the Horford signing. That's the, like Seinfeld, and they title their episodes. That's what today's show is about.
About what?
You defending Horford when you know
that
was.
I will defend
a
Horford.
Third center.
I will defend Horford when he's getting an unfair amount of the criticism because people are afraid to criticize the more important players on the team.
He's too old.
No, I agree
he's
with
priest.
You. I'm worried.
No, I am too. Seriously.
All right, let's go to. By the way, Jeff Kent was on with the morning roast. And we were going to play it earlier in the show, but it just didn't fit. But we're going to play. This is a great interview with Shasky and Spadoni.
He was Jeff Kent unplugged.
We're going to play. We're going to play that at one.
Good job, fellas.
118 next break.
Yep.
And it's really good. In the meantime, let's go to Big Smoothie. Big Smooth's in Oakland.
Smooth.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Good afternoon to you.
Same to you.
Back at you.
So I was driving the caddy.
Uh-oh.
And I'm hearing Goo talk about who's better, Spencer or Pods.
Yeah.
And I would say I would change the question to who's better for the Warriors. Right?
I like that.
I had a cup of coffee overseas. Everybody in the NBA is really good. Really good. So it's not a matter of talent. Everybody's talented. But for the Warriors, I would say Pat Spencer. Like, for example, if you were to say, whose presence would we miss the most right now? I would say we would miss Spencer.
Mm.
Because, and just, I think you said it, Steiny, it sure doesn't seem like Pods is shooting that percentage.
I know.
To me, every time he shoots, it's like it's a miss. And when he makes it, I kind of go, oh, wow, he made that. So we have to check those numbers, man. It seems like his shooting percentage is lower than that. And something else I want to add. I said this before. I looked into it. Bobby Portis' contract, he's making $44 million. If we can snatch up Bobby Portis,
man,
I think we really have components. We don't have to go get the big dog. We don't have to get Giannis to gut our team. But, shoot, Milwaukee's about to start – they're about to start stripping everything down to the parts anyway.
Yeah.
Bobby Portis' contract is very doable.
Is that 2 years?
Just keep that.
Is that 2 and 44, I got to imagine?
2 and 44, right. Yeah. Pods is a hometown guy. I'm just saying.
I got you.
He's got Milwaukee ties.
A young kid comes back to Milwaukee and makes well. I think that's a good storyline.
Pods and Kuminga for Bobby Portis.
Hey, Big Smoothie, since we're talking bigs and before you leave, can you just give us your initial assessment when the Al Horford signing came? I didn't like it from then. I was giving it a chance. Sciatica or whatever, arthritis, I hate it. What have you thought about it?
Well, first of all, I have sciatica, so he shouldn't be having it. But listen, that signing to me is for the playoffs. I think we can't judge that yet. That signing is for the playoffs. Al Horford plays the – I don't know, if you go back in YouTube last year, Giannis dunked on him and he fell.
Yeah.
You know what he did? I always respect him. He got up and he took it to the baseline and yacked it on Giannis and then got in his face. That was just last year.
Okay.
It's not 3 years ago. I think that signing was for the playoffs. We got to remember, it's about the playoffs.
We're and we got to get there, too, Smoovy. We got to get there. We got to get there, too.
You got to stack up as many wins as possible. That's where the young people come in. That's why now is a good time. And then when the playoffs come, we turn it over to the vets.
Yeah. Thanks, Big Smooth. Appreciate the call.
Bobby Porter, I'd go pick him up. It's not even, you know that.
I know. But would you include picks for Bobby Portis? Is he good enough to include future picks? I was saying
I would
this.
Attach one.
I was thinking about this. Am I the only one out there that it's 2025 and the Warriors have their picks for the most part? Am I the only one who would weigh just as evenly getting some picks as opposed to giving some picks? Like, if. Okay, here's what Kuminga, for example. I don't think you're getting anything for him anymore. So I don't think you're going to get a player that's really going to help you.
Are you going to get any like picks worth a damn?
That's my point, is I would be more likely to want to trade a guy or two and get a pick or two coming back than make a trade for a Hail Mary where you give up two, let's say, two or three future first-round picks. And here's the thing that I don't subscribe to. Well, that's giving up on Steph Curry. I don't think it is. Like, holding on to Kuminga is not it's not the best thing to do for the team. And if you can't get a player in here who can help, then go get a pick.
But the ideology,
even if it's protected,
and what Kuminga was supposed to mean is right now in the right now, the present.
But he's a zero.
Right. So we can't – that. I want something back that could possibly give us better impact right now, the microwave part.
But what if I'm telling you right now, that ain't happening because – okay, is what team out there would give up a proven productive player of any kind for Jonathan Kuminga? A proven productive player.
All right, I know this. Zubac is older than Kuminga. But if somehow this thing got so funky in L.A. and they're looking at a 23-year-old, like, we'll roll the dice and that'll be something better than we even got in our cabinet. What if somehow you could get frisky and get a guy like that back? and maybe have to package another guy and some picks. Like, are you telling me, Goo, don't even dream like that?
I think that
the Clippers have nothing towards the future. Nothing.
So,
and Kelsey told us.
Why would they want a player that the Warriors have no interest in for their future?
The same reason, and now this is going to be crazy. I'm not comparing Jimmy and Butler, Jimmy and Kuminga, but the same reason Miami wanted Jimmy gone and the Warriors look at him as a treasure, or looked at him as a treasure. Just sometimes the situation.
I could be wrong, but the reality to me is Zubats and Kuminga are not on the same level. Kuminga is not on Zubats' level.
No, no doubt.
Okay.
But how could I put together a package where Kuminga's a part of it?
Are you giving up future first for Zubats?
I would.
Oh, I'm out on that.
Evan, would you be out on that?
I think Zubats is the type of guy.
I love him.
And if things weren't perfect here with Curry and Butler, he'd be your center on a team that's not very good.
Well, then I wouldn't make the move if I didn't think he would be a difference maker. Like, I would hope that it's perfect. Like, I'm making the move predicated on it being perfect.
I guess go ahead, Evan, weigh in.
I don't know why the Clippers would want to trade him. But
me neither.
It's because he is good. I think he is an impact player. And I actually think if there weren't as many guys on the Clippers who need the ball, he could probably do more.
He is just everything he does, man.
I mean, I look at the teams that we talk about a lot, the Pelicans and the Clippers, they're going to break it up. All right, well, why would you go after the guy who clearly on that particular team is their best contract and their best asset? Like,
The problem is
Harden, it's Kawhi, it's all the other guys. It's not Zubats making 20. That's a good value. Like, Trey Murphy's a great value. So that's the guy. Right, but
I know.
Why would you trade? Like, it would be like, who do the Warriors have on a great deal?
Moses Moody?
I was going to say him, but Stoney doesn't think.
I think that's a – It's
you think he's overpaid?
It's about what he's worth, probably, in this NBA.
But go ahead. I get the sentiment. Part of sales, Stoney, if you're trying to sell something or go Arsenio Hall and get busy, is you got to make the calls. And who knew that Christian McCaffrey was going to be a 49er? But there's different circumstances with that, relationships. But you never know until you ask.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Coming up in 15 minutes, we're going to listen to Jeff Kent. He was on with the Morning Roast. He's the newly inducted member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, and he was just absolutely terrific with Shasky and Spadoni this morning. We got to play that for you. In the meantime, let's go to Daryl in Alameda. Hey, Daryl, how you doing?
Man, good afternoon, guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
This Kuminga thing, I know I'm beating a dead horse, but you guys are so off track. And I'm putting it on 95.7 The Game as a whole. Sometimes you got to look past the player and examine, hey, are the coaching staff developing our people? Name one player since Kerr has been there that they drafted and developed.
I'll name one, though, but I get Jordan Poole.
One.
Jordan Poole.
No, no, I beg to differ. This is why. Jordan Poole came in with attitude, and he wanted to get paid, and he wanted to be good. And they were literally, his talent was weighing out to where they couldn't pull him off the floor. Even when he was pissing off his teammates. And then your screener was saying, well, couldn't you say that about the other guys? Everybody isn't the same. So you have one person that developed, right? Name someone else.
All right. Well, let's
anyone. Anybody else? Who else?
All right, I'm going to do that. I'm looking at their draft picks. So when did Steve Kerr come? He came in 14?
Yeah.
14, 15?
Yeah, won it.
All right, so I'll just go through their drafts. 2015 is Kevon Looney.
That's got to be a plus.
Okay, I'll give you that one. I thought that was before. I thought that was before. Go ahead.
But no, you're going to be right most of the time. Damian Jones was a 30th pick in the draft. Jacob Evans, 28.
No. Okay.
Jordan Poole, Eric Paschal. James Wiseman, Nico Mannion, Justinian Jessup.
Yikes.
Kuminga and Moody. Patrick Baldwin Jr., Guy Santos. Pajemski, Post, and that's about it.
Ooh.
Okay, now guys, I'm not putting it on Kerr, but he's also the person that developed, that brought in his coaching staff, right? If you can't name more than two players in the time that Kerr has been, maybe you should start examining the coaching, their development team. Because it's absolutely ridiculous that you have Jonathan Kuminga, who's oozing super athleticism. Let me put it this way. Remember you guys were saying, well, he needs to play within the system. He needs to acquiesce. And he did, right?
Mm-hmm.
He started off the season well.
Right.
Ask yourselves, what happened? Why did he go out of the rotation? He didn't do anything that was, like, wrong. Right?
Well, couple of times he got hurt.
I mean, appreciate the call, Daryl. Yeah. I mean, I think Steve Kerr would say
he got hurt, though, too, Stoney.
Last year, mainly. What Steve Kerr would say. He would say this about Kuminga.
He's obviously a guy with a lot of ambition, which I love. He wants to be a star. He's got the ability that, you know, that gives him that hope and gives us that hope. But there has to be a consistent level of play in order to achieve that. And, you know, you've seen Jimmy really take him under his wing this year. And I love that what the veteran players have done, Draymond and Steph, and, you know, they're all really fighting for him in his corner. So the potential is there. But it's there has to be a level of consistency, especially at this level. I mean, we're talking about the best basketball league in the world, and so the consistency has to be there for us. You know, if it's not there, then it makes it much more difficult for me to give him consistent minutes and give him starts. So that's what we're asking for, is a more consistent level of production.
I got to tell you this. I mean, it's not like we don't know why Kerr isn't playing Kuminga. We might disagree with it, but we know what his reasons are.
Oh, man. And like I mentioned to you at the start of the show, not odd, but it's obvious where this thing is going. He's being more candid than ever, right?
Yeah, he's been candid, I think, for the last couple of years.
And to be honest, even in the summer when he said JK hadn't been around, I remember I was driving up to Walmart. And he was on with Willard and Dibbs. He goes, you know, JK hadn't been around in the past summers. And he didn't mean anything by it, but it played like Jay's doing things that aren't in tune with the team.
And we just overlook it. Or do we? Or whose fault is it that we got here? I mean, we've been over it
now,
and over it.
Yeah, real quick. This was a throwaway line. And Kerr said nothing wrong. But to me, when I hear... Yeah, the guy wants to be a star. Well, who doesn't?
Well, that
you know what I mean?
He's different. Like, I mean, this is where you got to take a guy. Like, he used the word ambition. He's got a lot of ambition. Okay, what does that mean? He wants to be a star, but so does everybody.
Doing everything. Exactly.
He's not paying the price.
Exactly.
Okay, well.
Exactly.
There it is. Like, when you say he's got a lot of ambition, what I hear is he thinks he's better than he is. We can translate for coaches that want to sugarcoat.
What does Fidel mean by go ahead?
I got a big problem. Yeah. Not big problem, but I got to tell you, the one thing that I think is unfair is when you say during the Kerr era, they haven't developed anyone.
They were a dynasty, man.
Okay. So, first of all, it's hard to develop guys when you're picking 30, 28, 28. Then they had the big misses. 7, 14, and 2.
Those hurt. Oh, my goodness.
But, again, for the 8 millionth time, when your entire organization is all about Curry, Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Bogut, Livingston, Porter, Bielitsa, JaVale McGee. Who am I forgetting? David West. When your entire focus is on veteran players, and that's the direction we all knew they were going, they're not going to be able to develop players because there's no playing time for them. So you can get mad at the Warriors for not developing players. I think you got to get upset with the whole strategy then, where they didn't put any emphasis on young players because it's who they were. And quite frankly, nobody really seemed to care when they weren't developing players in 2017 or 18.
So, and much as I love Bob, and that's my guy, our guy, a lot of what you mentioned, Stoney, was like, yeah, those dudes were out the league, man.
Antonio's in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing?
Pretty solid, man.
Good.
I do agree with you as far as like maybe trade Kuminga for like a draft pick, you know, get something back for that. I'm with you on that. You know, Pat Spencer's has outplayed Pozinski. It kind of reminds me of the 49ers running back situation. You know, like they always seems like the lesser drafted running back, a like 6th round pick, always outplays the 3rd round pick. You know, for some reason, kind of like that, similar. But as far as like Bobby Portis, the other caller said, yeah, I'm definitely down with that. Of course, I want the Greek Freak. We got to gut the roster, whatever the case may be. But it's like, man, you know, I agree with the other caller though, man. Like, yeah, we haven't really developed nobody, man. Wiseman, come on, man. They drafted that because of need. I was screaming at the TV, Tyrese Halliburton. You don't think Tyrese Halliburton could have got playing time in the Warriors, especially with Klay Thompson injured his knee? Come on now, man. He could have played with Steph. Steph don't need the ball like that. If Steph needed the ball, he was a ball-dominant player, then yeah. But come on, man. Tyrese Halliburton could have won right at a point, this and that, and the third, man. And then Franz Wagner, of course, right after Kuminga. Draymond Green could have been the 6th man. He would have been the 6th man of the year to finish out his career, man. He would have took over Draymond's spot, man. But at the end of the day, we're right in the middle. And you don't want to be right in the middle. You want to be, what, either lousy or great, right? So we're right in the middle right now. And Al Horford, I'm not really, I'm not bashing him or nothing, you know. He's a veteran. You know, we do got to get to the playoffs. But, you know, of course his high IQ is going to be needed in the playoffs. But at the end of the day, man, we just got to make a trade somehow, some way. But I'm down with the draft picks, Steiny. We got to get one.
Gotcha. Thanks, Antonio. Appreciate the call.
He was Steiny, for Halliburton.
Can you say we developed Andrew Wiggins?
No. You put it, I mean.
He was the best version of himself when he was here.
There's no doubt. Okay. So that culture, you could check one off for that. But as far as changing his diapers and doing all that stuff.
I'm just saying, he became more of a complete player here than he ever was anywhere else.
He was an all-star here.
Exactly. But you won't, it's a fair question to ask. I mean, I don't think they'd get credit for
Wiggins. I'm trying to think of a parenting analogy, but I can't. So I won't.
Okay.
Shouldn't have said it.
I think that's what Zucci was talking about. Keep some stuff in your holster.
I always have something in my holster. Like you did today, defending
phrasing.
Yeah, and Antonio backed me up. Think about that for a minute. Antonio's the most optimistic Bay Area sports fan we have, and he and I agree on Horford. We look at the positive.
All right, I'll give you that, but I do have to say something. Evan wasn't around these days, but before that draft with Wiseman, we were doing remote radio, and I'll never forget every day looking in my backyard as we do the shows, you kept saying draft the best player because you didn't know what Wiseman was going to be. So that's why I just double back on, I get it, Stoney, all the other teams didn't have the foresight to draft Tyrese, but had you, just think where they would be. I don't think his growth would have been stunted.
Why?
Okay, but what if he turned out to be what he is now?
Then they'd be in good shape.
Steph can play the ball forever.
But we can't do a show on what if they drafted Halliburton.
No, but it goes to the impact of missing on that pick.
Right, and I'm just telling you right now.
Like you lessen it because, everybody else missed on him. No, there was a diamond, a stud, and he's still a stud. He was on our TV in the finals last year. He helped Indiana.
Does every team lament that they didn't draft Draymond Green?
Now, that's – but can we admit?
I mean, the Sacramento Kings drafted both Halliburton and traded him.
Both those players are extremely different.
And like every time I tell you this.
Not a fair fight.
And again, when the Warriors had the Halliburton draft,
yeah.
They had two 35-minute per game guards in Steph and Clay, and they had Jordan Poole who was developing.
Yeah, but up until draft night, one of those guys was off the board when Clay got hurt. And Rector, when they got the call that Clay was messed up.
Well, I mean,
it would never be the same.
I mean, I don't know. Like, are the Charlotte Hornets saying, God, we could have had Halliburton? Are the Hawks saying we should have had like, when 10 teams pass on a guy, I usually don't hold it against the
but
team.
But when you're light years, I'm just saying.
And when you have guards
when you're light years
like
ahead.
Steph, well, you're not. You're not
well,
light
you
years ahead. No, you weren't.
Sonny, you were.
You were light years ahead because you happened to stumble on to a franchise with Steph Curry. Like, that's why
but
we're here.
But how it fits.
Let's see how it fits without Steph.
But that's not upon us yet.
That's my point.
Right now, it looks bleak.
Like, I for the life of me, these people that say, like, oh, well, Joe Lacob's just going to do this, that, or the other thing. It's like, okay, well, let's see.
Well, he went out and got Jimmy. He's damn sure trying.
I mean, you're 500.
One game over.
All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you,
interview.
Here for good. And coming up on the other side, we're going to play the Jeff Kent interview from earlier today. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Raphael Devers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Is he still your favorite Giant?
Yeah, right. Currently, right now, him and Adamas.
No. How come you like underachievers so much? At Kuminga, too?
Stop. Not under. I'm just rooting for the kid. 23, I ain't giving up on him. But, yeah, it looked like it sailed its course here. And my boy Silk Basie texted.
What'd he have to say?
Oh, Guru, you tripping. I'm giving Mike D a C+, not a B+.
Yeah. And who is that, Relaford?
Reg B.
Knows.
Yeah.
Silk knows.
You met him.
Silk knows. I love Kuminga.
All right.
During the morning roast today, Spadoni and Shasky had on Jeff Kent, who's been inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Great
played
job.
6 years with the San Francisco Giants, and he was on with Shasky and Spadoni this morning, and they started out, this is going to be about 10 minutes, and then afterwards I'll give you the last keyword for the town jerseys. But the interview started off with Shasky and Spadoni asking him about the trade that brought him from the Mets to San Francisco, and what happened after that. Take a listen.
Well, you know, Ned Colletti and Brian Sabian at the top, you know, put that deal together with all those great players. They were good dudes. You know, you talk about the fact that they were good players. Everybody on that was brought in were all good dudes, and we all gelled together. There were a lot of pieces that came together in that year that in hopes, you know, around Barry, in hopes that we would play well because the team, you know, was struggling to stay in San Francisco. So, you know, we got together with, I think, the best manager in the game in Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker was able to manage all those different personalities that came in early, manage mine, manage Barry, you know, two different spectrums. JT, Jose Vizcaino was the best middle infield partner that I ever had, too. You know, we double play, a combination threat that was monstrous. And we ended up playing well because of Dusty Baker. He was for me personally, Dusty was that guy that took my game to the next level. He just didn't accept who I was. He wanted more from me. He wanted more that pushed, you know, great success for me. He wanted more of my energy. He wanted more talent out of my offensive game. He wouldn't let up. He kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and I was able to respond.
You know, your swing felt so perfect for both ballparks, but I want to go to Candlestick originally. That kind of middle away approach that you have. I mean, you drove the ball so well. What was it about Candlestick where it clicked? Because everyone looks at home run numbers. You hit a ton of doubles in both ballparks, and I think it was your approach, similar to the way Buster swings the bat or used to swing the bat. That middle away approach, was Dusty a part of that? You know, kind of tweaking that swing?
Well, when I came to San Francisco, I was more of a dead pull hitter. You know, when I got to San Francisco, Candlestick, Dusty said, "Hey, stop hitting the ball to right field and drive it." He said, "There's a jet stream out there at Candlestick in that right center gap. That's a place where you can drive the ball and hit the ball to the wall." So he wouldn't take no for an answer. He said, "You want your batting average to increase? You got to go the other way, kid. You got to start driving the ball out there. Don't just hit it, drive it." So I got this mentality from him of just driving the ball, and use that jet stream out there to right center. And my batting average started to go from 250, 270, 280, 300, just kept creeping up as I evolved as a hitter. And, I took advantage of it. And I was kind of a mechanical type ball player too. You give me reasons why, or if I understand the reasoning behind things, it's more apt for me to do them rather than just accept it because I'm, this big tough guy. I'm just going to battle through it. But, I wanted to play the mechanics of the game, and that was one of them there at Candlestick, and just carried it over to the new ballpark that they built for us in the in downtown area.
Incoming member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame, Jeff Ken, joining us here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line, NL MVP in 2000, five-time All-Star, four-time Silver Slugger Award winner. What's your favorite moment as a Giant, Jeff? Favorite moment or moments, if you have a couple of them?
Well, people have been asking me that question over the last 24 hours about what my favorite moment was. Let me better explain it to people. I'm a half empty guy. I'm always looking at the bad side of things. Always want to know what the problem is so I can fix it. And one thing that I could never fix was Game 7 World Series against the Angels. I'm a Game 7 loser, and Game 5 in San Francisco had to have been one of the most favorite games that I've ever played in my entire life. We just kicked the crap out of the Angels in Game 5. The fans were awesome. We had to tell everybody goodbye because we had to go back to Anaheim and play the Angels for two games. And we're winning Game 6, and then we lose Game 6, and then we turn around and lose Game 7. And those three games... But more specifically, Game 7, when you're taking your jersey off and you're going, I'm done. I just lost the last game. Those are the ones that burn your heart so bad you never forget. Now, yeah, they're great memories. But if you're telling me, you're asking me a question that's not specific to the positive side, what's my favorite memory? It's not a favorite, but it's my most memorable time is taking my jersey off after Game 7 losing. But if you go back just a couple days, Game 5 in San Francisco was freaking awesome.
What would you get, two-run homers in that game, if memory serves?
I don't know how many, but two home runs, yes, but I don't know how many ribbies came with it, but I remember just kicking the crap out of them, and I knew we had pushed them into the ground, and I don't know what the hell happened in the next two games, but we just didn't do it.
I know. Scott Spezio, don't even start me. It drives me nuts. The rally monkey.
Damn monkey.
Garrett Anderson, Troy Gloss. Yeah. They were great, but you guys, so frustrating.
Tim Sano.
I know. Do you guys ever, amongst yourselves, I don't know who you're texting or talking to on the team. Did you maybe want Kirk Reeder to go Game 7? I don't know. LeVon was such a good playoff performer at that point. I don't know. The woulda, coulda, shouldas that you talk about, the losses stick with you forever, And is that something you ever considered?
That they burn me, and you wonder if Dusty wouldn't have taken the ball from Russ Ortiz at the end, that stupid little thing. Those things really didn't matter, but you play it over and over and over in your head, and it never ends. And when the Giants finally won their first, their first World Series with Posey, and then they won it again two more times, you're going, oh, why couldn't we do that?
Yeah, I know. I feel you on that. When was the last time you talked with Bonds? You referenced him a couple of times in this one. I think you're one of the great 1-2 punches of all time. You guys were incredible. The way that you would make teams pay for, walking him and putting him on. I just, RBIs are a huge thing. And I know you know this, you're old school. Driving runs in is how you win games. And I think we've kind of devalued it, and it's ridiculous to me. And you were the ultimate clutch RBI guy from that era. When was the last time you guys had a talk?
I don't even remember. It's been so long. Wow. We saw each other at a reunion years ago for our team, 2000 team. But I'm trying to think as I'm looking off in the sky. Man, it's been a long time. Barry and I cross paths every now and then on phone call, not personally talking, but through intermediaries. But I see him every now and then on TV talking. I watched him coach for a couple of years in the big leagues, and It's not for any reason. It's just he lives in California. I live in Texas. And if you'd ask me how many times I talked to some of my other teammates, probably just as much as I talked to Barry. So, you know, it's not a Barry thing. It's just his life was stayed in California and I left it and went back home.
Yeah, no, I get that. You know, I was warmed to see so many Giants fans remember the great times and really like, I mean, they were standing ovations. It was great to see. And look, you go to the Dodgers, everyone's going to lose their minds. You know this. And there was a lot of love, you know, no love lost. Let's just put it that way for a period of time. Has the reception, though, like, has the reception from Giants fans, has that warmed you a little? I mean, I know you said you're kind of a pessimist by nature, but I'm happy to see Giants fans give you your just due because we do still love you.
No, they always did, and I expected them to boo me. One of my favorite moments in Major League Baseball is I believe it was opening day where the Giants played the Dodgers, and I was in the opening day lineup for the Dodgers, and I got introduced out on the line, and they booed the piss out of me, and it was fun. I loved every minute of it because I knew all those people, if they were to come down on the field, they'd hug me. They'd probably rip my hat off and jersey off and then hug me, but I that's what I appreciated about San Francisco fans is they knew who the enemy was, and they knew who their love was, and I had no problem with it, but all those people have been great. I haven't heard from many of them yet. I've stayed away from the media other than just talking and doing radio stuff in Orlando yesterday, but I have love for them. I know they got some love for me, but there may be a little bitterness there because I wore a couple other jerseys, but I tried to stay, no big deal. Going back to LA too was a thing. No, that was where I grew up. I grew up as a high school kid down there. And what I was trying to do is I went down to L.A. and I was trying to end my career in front of my parents. And that's what I got to do. It just so happened to play. You know, I just so happened to play for 4 years down there.
That's really cool. I mean, you know, I lost my dad a couple years ago. So, you know, doing stuff for your parents means a lot. And you get a chance to see your kids. Did you, during like any of the recruiting process, cross paths with Tony Vitello with your son? I don't know, like the new Giants manager?
No, Tony, son of a Tony. And the reason why I say that is because I'm sitting in the stands and my boy A&M lost to Tony King, Tennessee, in the College World Series.
Oh.
That's the only reason why I have a problem with Tony. But let me tell you about Tony. You know, I wanted my boy to play for Tony. Not at the beginning. You know, Caden wanted to go to A&M, didn't want to play for UT, didn't want to go to Texas. He wanted to play for A&M. He went and played for Schlossnagel at A&M, and then they ended up going to the World Series in Tennessee. You know, A&M won the first game, best of three series, won the first game in the College World Series in Omaha. And then Tennessee, Tony fired their team up, and he's such a firecracker. I was nervous, man, because I knew Tony would fire his players up, and he did. They beat A&M two games in a row. The boys lost. So I could tell my boy, you're a game seven loser too, brother. Tony did it. I'm happy for Tony. I would have bet my house he wasn't going to go to San Francisco. So Posey pulled this one out of his hat, which is impressive to me. But I got a feeling Tony is smart enough to know that he needs to make some professional adjustments, deal with these professional attitudes because we got them. And it won't surprise me if he's able to do that and get the best out of his players. Tony's got a lot of fire. He loves the game. I saw him the other day in Orlando. I actually hugged the guy. That's how much I appreciated him and wished him luck. He may need a haircut rather than a hair clip. But other than that, he's a good dude. I like him, and I think he's going to do well if he makes those adjustments. Because college baseball, SEC baseball is crazy. Now, you take that, which he knows well, you take that straight to the big leagues without any professional experience. It's a different animal, but it's still baseball, still got to coach the game. And I imagine he's smart enough. And this is what I appreciate about him. I imagine he's smart enough to make the adjustments.
All right. That was Jeff Kent on with Spadoni and Shasky. Good stuff. And it's amazing how different guys are when they're done playing.
Man.
And we can see a little lighter side of them.
I'll say this, though. You know, I haven't personally had the pleasure of meeting one Dusty Baker, but to hear Jeff Kent talk about the impact that Dusty Baker had on him and his life and his pro career, I mean, it just speaks to how special Dusty is.
And also, it sounds to me like what we found out today is Dusty Baker could develop players.
Man, I hate he took that, gave that ball to Russ Ortiz, man.
What were the details of that? It's been...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
23 years.
He's making a pitching change and okay. He gives him the ball like as a memento. We got this locked up.
Yeah. That was a tough one.
That was a jinx.
What? So the Giants won game 5 here and then they went down and lost game 6 and then game 7.
It was over before it even started, game 7 for me. The fact that they blew 6. Like Buckner with the Red Sox. It was like, yeah, you guys can show up. This thing is over.
All right, coming up in 5 minutes, I'm going to give you the last keyword for your chance to win one of the town jerseys of Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. This will be the last keyword on our show, but then Dibs and Willard will do 4 more each hour of their show. So in 5 minutes, I'll give you the last word of our show to text into our number, and you can hopefully win the jersey, the town jerseys. And I really do like that color, Goo.
And they're wore them on the road. Shocked me. I thought they were just a home thing, but Yeah, I like them. I said I didn't when they first came out, but they're fire.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us, a couple other pieces of news. 49ers. I thought I wrote it down. Evan had that injury stuff.
Bethune
not practicing. Juszczyk limited. You see if I can do this off the top of my head. Go. I can't. Evan, do you remember? Thank you. Go ahead, Goo. You can talk. Just say anything.
All right. For practice today, Tina Bethune, ankle, won't practice. Sam O, ankle, won't practice. Nick Martin, concussion, won't practice. And Juice, ribs, limited.
All right. Thank you, Evan. Appreciate that. 49ers, of course, play Tennessee on Sunday here at Levi Stadium. 49ers, 9-4. Four games left.
I think 11 for whoever gets the last spot. If the Niners don't jump up and grab the one or two, 11's got to get will be the seventh spot in the NFC. So that means the Niners just got to go 2-2.
And you figure they're going to win Sunday against Tennessee?
You want to? I don't know who has the easier game. You tell me what you think.
The 49ers always have the easiest
game. The Raiders, Eagles 49ers. Against the Raiders. Or the Niners against the Titans.
I would say the Niners game actually is tougher. Because at least Tennessee played Cleveland tough last week.
They have a pulse. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I am coming around. You asked me. I'm just letting it out. I'm going home to watch these cup games. Spurs, Lakers.
No, you're not.
And Suns, OKC. Bastani, right now, today, and I know I'm the guy that told you Denver was going to be a dynasty when they won.
Right.
This thing has the ingredients of getting out of hand. Like, the Bulls 6 might be in trouble. Like, no, with these draft
picks.
Well,
they didn't win 6 in a row.
I know. 2 three-peats, but I'm just telling you. And they would have won 8 had Jordan not left.
Would you like to make a bet?
No.
Okay. I think this is what Zucci's saying. You know what I'm saying? You know, you shoot from the hip and you just
predict. I don't give a damn about no Zucci.
Well, you just predicted 6 straight titles for the Thunder.
No, I didn't say 6 straight. I said when it's all said and done, they would have more than 6.
Okay. And I'm saying I don't think they will. And would you like to put a wager on it?
Not after you dogged me yesterday when I left.
What? So that means SGA would be better than Curry, right?
What are you on?
You don't even know what you're saying.
It would also be greater than Kobe.
Yeah, Tim.
What might be better than LeBron. 6 rings for SGA?
Just say it.
LeBron got that Jerry West.
Steph was never this good at Shea. How old is Shea?
I think he's like 27.
Oh, my God. Steph wasn't at this level at that point.
Pat Spence a little older than I thought. Remember, I was like, goo, he ain't 21.
He's in his prime. That's why he's playing.
That became clear.
They need players in their primes.
That is a bar. He is that you know what.
All right, I'm over that, though.
Have you ever been called that by a coach?
No.
I was in the Mormon League.
I
got to
tell you something.
Not in that way.
No, I got to tell you something. We just didn't throw around the F-bomb like that. We just didn't do it.
Well, it was the M-bomb. But, yeah.
The MF-bomb, it's just, you know,
But he let you know how he felt.
Doesn't it sound good rolling off the tongue?
I was in the Mormon League, Stoney, and I was referred to. I was the ringer, so I played in all their sports, softball, hoop, and flag football. Shout out to Gary Alexander, Union City.
I have no idea what you're talking about now.
It's my life.
What's a Mormon League?
Sports league. I had the Mormon and go to the church on Sundays, and then you get
to play. You went to the Church of Latter-day Saints.
That's the only way I could play in the league, so I would go. Shout out Kevin Danes. And I worked it for his daddy on Tidewater Associates in Hayward. What? They had bread. But I had to go to church, Evan, to play, and they referred to me as...
Did you learn anything at those services?
That I said, I don't want to commit, and they tricked me and called me up in front of everybody.
You tricked them. You used their church to play pickup basketball, and you had no interest in the faith.
No,
you just wanted the ball.
I love all people, Stoney, so I went and just everybody's good.
You're not a man of God. That's true.
Stoney, I was there. They tried to get me to commit that dumb. I was like, oh, my gosh. You've never been in that position.
Stand what position?
Up where you want to. They try to get you to be a part of the church. And I said specified. I don't do this.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
And they did it, Evan.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I have my Stacey Adams
when I was
on.
In high school, Father Connaughton Father Lawrence believed that I had a calling. I'm serious. They thought
I'm
I had
laughing a, already, but they, go ahead.
I'm dead serious. They thought I had a calling to the priesthood. That means they thought I might be a priest.
You are their Kavinga.
Think about that for a minute.
You are their Kavinga.
Yeah, I was an idea. I was the idea.
When did they give up on you?
Oh!
They gave up on me when I graduated high school and said, I'm going to college.
They traded you to the pagans?
I'll tell you what. I don't think anybody would disagree. I could have been a hell of a priest. I would have been, oh God, I would have been a good, I would have been a great influence on the younger generation. I'm big on following rules and being productive members of society. I would have, it might have been a little bit of a tough love situation, but
I'm
an Old Testament guy, so I don't mind that. But the bottom line is, Father Steinmetz, I could have made a difference.
It doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, it doesn't. Oh, man. Could you imagine?
Could you imagine my sermons? First of all, they'd be very quick. They'd be very short. If I were a priest, we'd have 19-minute masses.
Man.
Bless me, Father. That's confession. Name of the Father, Son, only. The last confession was a week or two
ago. How did that go away? Like when they told you or told your mom, hey, he's got some action.
I don't know. Maybe when I started to like girls, they were like, maybe he's not going to be a priest. I don't know.
I would give you a four.
Maybe they took into account my general overall demeanor and said he probably won't fit into that kind of lifestyle. I don't know. Yeah. Hey, last word. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. For the town jerseys, Curry, C-U-R-R-Y. Text it to 20357. That's Curry, C-U-R-R-Y. You should know that by now. He's been here for 17 years. 20357 for your chance to win one of the three town jerseys right now. Once an hour, every hour, Willard and Dibs will have four more chances each hour to win those town jerseys. So that's good news. You're not going to want to go anywhere. We've got crossover next, and I'm looking forward to the crossover, but I'm not going to tell you why, but I am. I'm looking forward to it because I think somebody promised something, and we'll see if they can deliver or not. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
It's been a problem for a month.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.